Parshiyos of Benemet Sarim that are dealing with the remarkable sequence of the Haftiras in these Parshiyos of Benemet Sarim. Hine Eis Tes, Parshas Matas, Hine Shleisha Shabbosis Sheben HaMetzarim Haftirin Divrei Yirmiya, right? Shimu Shemai and Chazayin. So the three are Shahema, Dibur, Shmiya, and Re'iyah. Right? You could see that your entire life, that sequence, are the three kaiches, Divrei Yirmiyah, the words of Yirmiyah, Shimu, listen, Chazayin, of course, is seeing. So you have the three kaiches of speech, of hearing, and of seeing. Speaking, hearing, and seeing. Vahem Ramzim Atlas Dargin Eloin. And these are hinting to the three highest levels, highest spheres. Hashalosh Rishaynis, Kesa Chachma Ubina. Now, don't worry, it's not going to be anything Kabbalistic here. But there are different configurations of the spheres. We spoke a little bit the first week about Yosher and Igulum, the configuration in order of a line and the other in circles. Also, in terms of how to count the spheres and how to see the spheres, there are those that will have the first three, will count the first three as Chabad, Chachma Bina Das, and then you have other way of counting which begins with Keser. Keser is the crown which is above Chabad, Chachma Bina Das. Keser is beyond our understanding. We don't even talk about it. The crown is beyond our understanding. Reisha de lo yisiyada. It's the beginning that's unknown. So the Kohen is saying here that these three haftiras of Benemet Sarim, which are Dibur, Shmiya, and Re'iya, speaking, hearing, and seeing, correspond to the three highest spheres of Keser, Chachma, and Bina. The crown, Chachma, wisdom, and Bina, understanding. Shebehem yesh yegiya v'avoid l'nefesh Yisrael b'pnimiyas. These three highest levels, and he's going to explain, we'll see.
In order of what is most chashev and then...
Those are the most chashev.
In other words, Keser the most?
Yes, Keser is the most, and then Chachma, Bina, then afterwards Das, then Chagas, Chesed, Gevur, Teferes, Netzach, Hoyd, Yisoyed, Malchus.
Even though we always say Madom Shmi or Ria, but the one who spoke one Shabbos that really Shmi is much more powerful because Ria is just superficially what you see.
Right, very good. Very good in order. Very good. So he's going to. It's very good. Very good. I wish I'd remember like you remember. I don't remember what I said. It sounds interesting. I don't know. Good? Yeah. Right. Now I remember that. So the yes, it is in order. And these three, he says, Yeshigiv Avoid Lenefi Yisrael B'Pnimius, these are very hidden, these are three koiches that are very deep within us. We're going to see, he's going to explain. V'asholosh Shabbosos Eilu, these three Shabboses, Nikroim Tlosid de Pernusa, are called by Chazal, of course, the 3 weeks of Pernusa, or the three haftiras of Peronius, of misfortune. The three haftiras of Peronisa, of tragedies of misfortune. Shemiramiz, that's hinting, ki b'sholos ha-shabosos ha-elu mechalemes ha-peronius, that during these 3 weeks we have a particular ability to overcome, to destroy, to defeat, to finish all peronius. The word mechalemes, the word like vayichulu, to complete, to end. We have the ability during these 3 weeks, in other words, we shouldn't think that the fact that they are referred to by Chazal as being the three haftaras of Peronis, of Peronisa, of misfortune, of tragedy, that it means that, God forbid, we're doomed to suffer during these days, Chalila. It means that there's a special siyata, this shmai, a special koyach that we have to overcome and to defeat Peronius. If we don't, God forbid, in other words, it's true that Peronius, lo aleinu, that there is the possibility and a stronger presence, an awakening of Peronius during this time. But so too, with every additional Nisayin, of course, with every additional Koach of Ra, Hashem infuses us with an ability to overcome that. So therefore we know We'll talk more about this on Shabbos, that therefore we know from the Sfarim, from the Navi, from Chazal, that these days of Peronius are going to be transformed into days of great joy. These, the Tzaymus, the fast days, are going to be changed into great days of joy, and that these 3 weeks are going to be 3 weeks of Yom Tovim Yetzisha. Like we have those 22, or it depends how you count, 22 if you count the days themselves, which we have, the amount of Yom Tovim during the year, which equal exactly the 3 weeks. If you count the Rosh Hashanah, Yom Sukkos, and so on, comes out to be the Cheshbon of the 3 weeks. Right?
Sort of the same concept also, that the whole building is the destruction.
Right.
That destruction has the power.
Right, right, to bring to Davka to the binyan. So he says, Ba'achazah, now after the 3 weeks of Peronius, Shiva de Nechemta, come the seven haftaras of Nechama, the 7 weeks of consoling, of comforting the Jewish people, Shem Keneged Zayin Midas HaKadoshim, which obviously correspond to the lower seven spheres of Chesed, Gevur, Teferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisoid, and Malchus, right? So those are the seven qualities, the seven midas, HaKadoshim, Shabayim, HaKarkach, Lidei, His Galus. In other words, whenever we're dealing, I'm not going to get into anything in Kabbalah, but whenever we're dealing with a Kaima Shleima, with something in its entirety, a system, a Mareches, it's 10. 10 means the entire thing. 10 means the whole thing. It means the Kaima Shleima. It's because there are ten spheres. And therefore, these haftiris of three of Peronius and the seven of Nechama together form a Kaima Shleima, an entire system. Now, he explains a Murdic thing here. Listen carefully. He says that the seven Midas, HaKadoshim Shabarim HaKach L'Dei HaSgalus, that as a result of going through the 3 weeks of the higher level of the intellectual spheres, of that world of Keser, Chochmah, and Bina, that we can come to the seven levels of being comforted with the seven in the Chemta. This is alluded to in what Chazal say, that tzaddikim, first they have to go through suffering. In the beginning there's suffering, but in the end the tzaddikim have great peace and great serenity, which is the opposite by the Rishoyim. By the Rishoyim, by the wicked, in this world, in the beginning it looks like it's great. They're cruising, they're having a great time. But Saifan, in the end, it's La'ol Me'ad, it's Yisurim. So these 3 weeks of Peronius correspond to the struggle that takes place in that highest level of who we are, so that ultimately we can come to that Madrega of Saifan Shalva, that Tzaddikim ultimately are able to enjoy in terms of all of their Midas HaNefesh, Chesed and Gevurah and so on, to have peace and to have clarity. The curses and the tsaris and the tsar and the anguish comes before the blessings. Vihine. So he's showing now in what way. Listen carefully. The first haftorah is dibur, right? The words of Yirmiyahu. Divrei Yirmiyahu, last week. Divrei Yirmiyahu. Roimez al bechinas keser. This is alluding to the highest level, which is called the crown. Why? Shulamala min hasaga, which, now I told you, the crown means that which we can't understand. You see, the king's head is Chachma bin Andaz. The crown is worn above the head, on top of the head. It touches the head, but it is not embodied in the head. Therefore, in terms of our understanding, that which is above our intellectual perception, like you ask somebody says, the two people love each other. So you ask him, explain intellectually why you love that person. So you could say this Milo, this Mida. But then there could be 1,000 other people that he might have met with the same Milo, and the same Midas. Because Rotzen, like it says, Ein Tam L'Rotzen. Ein Tam L'Rotzen means that there is something, there's a will. There's a will, there's something that's there, that's mysterious, that's hidden, that's above all that I could explain, all that's intellectual. The crown, in our terminology, means the Ratzon Hashem. What? Why? Why does the Baruch Shalom want that? So you could ask Akasha. Like all the Kisvei Ari begin with telling us, don't ask anything about the crown. Don't ask Kashas over there. Don't ask about what's before creation. All we know is that the Baruch Shalom wanted to create. You can ask, why did he want? What does that mean that he wanted? Wanting, rotzen, which we don't understand, that's called keser. So here the Rebbe is saying that divrei Yirmiyahu, the words of Yirmiyahu, are alluding to this quality that's called keser, which is above understanding. L'mal menasaga, why? Ki dibur hu midas malchus. We know that dibur in the Zohar, in the Tikkun Zohar, is called the midah of malchus. We find yesh dabar echad la'am ve'ein shnei dabarim la'am from Chazal, which means what? Speech means to lead or to control, a spokesman. Dabar echad la'dor means there is one leader of the generation. Ki bedvar melech shilton. The king rules with speech. Speech means the quality of malchus. Now this quality of malchus, who k'may de'isa b'pasach Eliyahu, malchus peh, we spoke about this a little bit in Pinchas, the keser elyoin in those teresh baal peh is called malchus. And we understand that it's through teresh baal peh that the Chachamim told us how to lead our lives. The keser elyoin ihu keser malchus. And it says in the tikkunim there, it says in the tikkun of Eliyahu, it says there in the Zohar, it says, v'keser elyon, ihu keser malchus, which is the keser of malchus, which is teresh baal peh, which means the quality of speech means that which is deepest inside of me, I express last. Or as we said, we were learning in Maral, soif ma'isei v'machshova tchila. I could talk about everything in the world. How you doing? How's this? How's that? You talk. The world is filled with words. But that which I really, really, really need to talk about, I mean, that which is the deepest part of who I am, that is something which is, that's expressed last. It's the last thing in the world that I could talk about. Because the highest sphere is keser, crown. The last one is malchus. So what's the connection one to the other? Now the teretz is, and we know that the ends and beginnings, as we learned 2 weeks, as we learned when we were talking about in Kairach, that the beginning and the end is always connected, right? That's the ending of the circle. So when the Zohar says that Keser is Malchus, which we understand is the royal crown, it means that ability to communicate one's deepest feelings, that ability to communicate your Ratzon in the deepest way, that's the connection between Keser and Malchus. So he explains, K'may de'isa b'posach aliyo malchus peh v'keser aliyo keser malchus, as it's written, as we say by a chasna. It's very interesting why we say this by the Tanoim. Magid mereishis achris. You hear it? Magid mereishis achris. Magid means what to say? Mereishis, that which was at the very beginning, the first thing that was said, these two neshamas come together from the beginning of time, by the chasna kala. Magid mereishis achris, the Baruch Shalom, who's magid mereishis, the one who's magid mereishis achris. That means that what he spoke at the beginning is now finally being revealed. That the Baruch Shalom wanted this chasna kala to come together is magid mereishis achris, is the one who spoke, the one who's speaking, is connecting that which is from the very beginning to now. Magid mereishis achris ki soif ma'aseh b'machshava v'tchila, because the final act was the first thought. So for me to be able to verbalize and to articulate, I could say everything that's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I could talk about the weather. I could talk about my friends. But if someone starts to say, how do you feel about something that's more? But how do you feel about your faith, your belief? It's harder to talk about, right? It's the last thing you could talk about is that which means most to you, about your father, about your mother. If someone that you love that passed away, chalila, that's the soif ma'aseh v'machshava v'tchila. It's your deepest thought. It's the last one that's going to come out. That's the teva. That's the way the world was created. So he says, k'may shahayim yad b'briyas ha'olam. We see this by creation. She'odem harishon shahayat tachlis mekuvan habriya. What was the purpose of creation? What was the Baruch Shalom kivyochel his deepest thought? The deepest thought of the Baruch Shalom was not to make the fish and the flowers. The deepest thought of the Baruch Shalom is to make a human being. About Bechira. That's the Baruch Shalom's, that's the Machshava Tchila of Hashem, right? Yisrael Olam Machshava Tchila. That was the Baruch Shalom's thought. But when did the Baruch Shalom finally get around to saying that? It was the last thing the Baruch Shalom said. The last thing he said was, Vayim Elokim, what? Nasa Adam Betzalmanikim Dusainu. First he said, Yehi Or, and he says, Vayhi this, Vayhi that. The last thing the Baruch Shalom said was, Nasa Adam. Vayim Elokim, let's make man. But so you're going to say, oh, that you just thought of that? You say, if we were standing beside Hashem, you just thought of that? I'm insulted. You just thought of me? You mean you first thought of the fish and you thought of this, the clouds, the sun, the moon, and now you thought of me? The Baruch Shalom says, what are you talking about? Is Magid Mireishis Achris. The one who I love deepest, the one who I know is most important, I talk about list. So Adam, the Nas Adam is the last Dibur of Hashem. It's the last Dibur. See, the crown, which means Hashem's will, the first thought, is connected to the final word, to the final act. That's what the Svarim say, that how do you know, I forgot which tzaddik it was that was dying. They say it about Rabbi Nachman, about other tzaddikim, that I think they said about Rabbi Nachman Breslov, when he died he was 38 years old, Rabbi Nachman Breslov. So when he was dying, I mean you'd think he was like 80, 90, you know, when you hear the tires, but he was 38 years old, he was a young man. So when he was spitting up blood, he was coughing up blood, he had tuberculosis, he was dying at the end. And everybody's crying. They were standing there, the family, Chassidim, crying. And Rabbi Nachman's face was on fire. And he said, what are you crying? My whole life, every moment of my life, I'm only preparing for this moment. That's it. Everything else was a hachana for this. This is it. Right, right. Right? This is it. That's Magid Mereishis Achris, right? That's the beginning. That's the beginning and the end coming together. Magid Mereishis Achris. So he says, therefore we find that Adam HaRishon is the Tachlas HaMakuvin. He is the purpose of creation, Adam HaRishon. What? All of the Machshav HaTchilu V'Nivra B'Saif Kol HaNevarim. But he's the last one the HaRishon talks about. The last one. Ukamaychein, similarly, we spoke of this morale. Shivim HaUmas, Sha'ol HaMachshav HaLabarim HaTachlas HaMakuvin Shalak Klipa HaYamolik. On the other side, on the side of Tumah, Which nation is the deepest of all the non-Jews? Amalek, Apachat. We're not afraid from any other nation the way we're afraid of Amalek, right? Amalek is a koyach. Why is Amalek a koyach? Because what does it say? Reishis goyim Amalek. Therefore, v'hu ayir reishis amachshavet k'meishnam reishis goyim Amalek. V'noyle b'sayf ha'ayin umas. And then Amalek is born at the end, the last, it's at the end. And then comes Yisrael. It's a pachad. Why? Because in Tumah, the biggest koyach in Tumah is Amalek. Therefore, the last one that the Rebbe Shalom says to come into the world, the last one of the nations, before Yisrael, is what? Amalek. Rashis, that's in Klipa, in the impurity, in Tumah, that's the Rashis Goyim. That's not a pasuk. It's not a pasuk, but it is. Yes, it's not the exact words of the pasuk. I have to check. It's an adaptation. It's similar, but it's not the exact lashon. But we have to check. In the siddur, it says we have to check. In terms of Bar Shabbos Bar Menucha. Shabbos is also here is the Ben Zug of Klal Yisrael. In other words, Yisrael and Shabbos is one Chetz. It's a Chosn and Kala, right? Yisrael and Shabbos. Yeah. So he says, "K'mayshnam Reishis Gamal." Who knows b'sayf hakol nivra Yaakov Avinu all of Hashem. And the final one, of course, is Yaakov Avinu. Shehu hu ikar hamakuvin shel abriya. That this is the makuvin of the Bria, Yaakov Avinu, the purpose and the tachlis, and he's the last one that's spoken about. Therefore, in this haftarah, the first of the haftarah of Peronius, which corresponds to, which is Dibur, Divrei Yirmiyo, the words of Yirmiyo, corresponds to that highest level of Keser, Divrei Yirmiyo. Therefore, in the end of this haftarah of Divrei, it says what? Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, Reishis Tvuasa. The end of the Haftarah of Divrei Yirmiyahu, the last thing that Yirmiyah says in the Haftarah is what? Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, Reishis Tvuasa. You want to know why I'm speaking about them last? Reishis to also. Yisrael is the beginning. Shayidei hadibur zen is barash Yisrael hema mekushar mishayrish. Because this shows that the Jewish people are mekushar mishayrish, that we're attached to Hashem in the highest root. And that's why we're spoken of last. The whole divra yirmiya haya teichoches. And we know that Yirmiyahu HaNavi, all the words of Yirmiyahu came out, all the nevuos of Yirmiyahu were nevuos of what? Of techocha, of admonishing, of rebuking, of telling off, of peronius, and so on. Ukefi HaNevi the Kain says, Alagoyven, and it seems on the surface, Loi Hoyil B'chol Dvarav. That's the greatest tragedy. It seems that when you look at, when you learn Yirmiyahu, and we hear the nevuos, it seems ala goyven. On the surface, it seems that it was a waste of time. Milamaisa didn't work. What he said did not work. It says lo hayil b'chol dvar. He didn't accomplish anything with what he said. He didn't accomplish. It says in the Medrash, Shom alham achar churban. After churban, what do Yirmiyahu say? Im shematim ledvari mikaydim lebosam dekach. After churban, Yirmiyahu was crying. Says, even if you would have listened to me, this wouldn't have happened. So it seemed like, and we feel that frustration. Yirmiyahu is screaming that out. That what? And the way he was going, Chazal described, I mean, the way Chazal described, you know, the way they talk over, say over the darshan, the psukim of Yirmiyahu picking up the fingers, the limbs, when of the Yidden that are being butchered, that are being killed, and he's crying, and he's kissing the, and he says, why didn't you listen to me? Why didn't you listen to me? So it seems like Mamish had no effect at all. Omnam ve'emes bepnimiyas b'shayrish l'malam mitfisas ha'adam po'al devar v'harbe. He says, no, we see that the words of Yirmiyahu, we know that what you say is, the word, remember, speeches, divrei Yirmiyahu's speech is connected to what? The deepest thought. Therefore, he says, really, it seems on the surface that he didn't make any slight, he didn't even dent the surface, because sofkos of l'maisa, we didn't change. But the Kohen is saying it's not true. When a tzaddik says something to you, when a tzaddik says something, even though in your actions you might not change, even though you might not feel differently in a way that's conscious to you, somehow in that world of the crown, of Kesser, of who you are, in the essence of who you are, something is shaken inside of you. So look what he says. Therefore he says, above what man can understand, his words hit home. His words made a difference. Divrei Yirmiyahu on the highest level. Look what it says in Yecheskel. It says by Yecheskel, it says that the Rasha is being warned, right? He's being warned that he's going to die. And it says over there, and it says over there, he's a Rasha, and in his sin, he dies. Then it says, "V'atak yizarta rosha v'lo yishav mirishoy, hu ba'avayna yomuz." So you see, look at this. The first thing Yecheskel says is, if you don't warn him, v'lo yizarta, right? If you don't warn him, then it says, "Hu rosha, he is a rosha, and he'll die being a rosha." Right? Hashem tells the Navi, if you don't warn them, they're going to die being rishoyim. But then afterwards it says, "V'atak yizarta rosha," and if you warn the rosha, v'lo yishav, he doesn't do tshuva. Mirishai, hu ba'avaynai yomus. He will die in his sin. What's the difference? What word is missing? Rasha. Apella. See, the coins is like this. Va'ata es nafshachit. Says that's the end of the post. Va'ata es nafshachit. You'll save your own soul. Shiva posuk hasheni, he says, loy niskeloshin rasha etzlamisa. By the second posuk, which is talking about what? When you warn the guy. As Hashem tells the Navi, if you don't warn him, that rasha is going to die. If you warn him, he'll die. It's the same Russia. The Zelba Russia. No, he didn't change. It says V'loy Shav. Neither of these guys are doing tshuva. Elamai. This is what the Koreans. Yeah, you have to know Tanakh very well to bring a raya like that, right? Look how he saw that. So he says, Pasuk Hashem Lo Nizkel Loshen Rosh. Elamai Se Laachas Shekvar His Laachas Shekvar His Horah Hagam Shloy Shav. Both of them are talking about guys that did not do tshuva. One he's saying, if you don't warn him, our Rosh is going to die. And the other one says, you warn him, he doesn't do tshuva, he'll die.
Second one is worse.
So the Kohen says that. V'adas nois says what the Kohen says. Hadas nois and lehepach. It's fakir. Should be the opposite. Shahamezit, shakvahoi chichoi. You told the guy, he's mamish amazed. V'loishama, Tzarech li'az geru mishoigeg shelo hizhira. You would think that the guy that you told is a hamezid, right? The first guy says you didn't warn him. And over there it says Rosh HaYomus. The second guy, you did warn him, and there it doesn't say Berush HaYomus, Rosh HaYomus. It doesn't say Loshen. So he says, the Das is nice, not Piseichel. And what you would say is Svar and Halacha. Well, you say, what do you mean? The guy, the first guy wasn't warned, and he's called a Rosh. And the second guy is warned, and from him the title of Rosh is removed. Ulam, he says, Sheze Shehichichai HaNavi. That Yirmiyah, a Navi, spoke to a Jew. He told them off, even though the Jew says, Nein. He says, Ulam Shezeh Shehichicha Navi Hagam Shloi Shoma Eilav. He didn't listen to him. Im Kol Zeh also Hadvarim Roishem Bahashoyre Shloi Le'ele. When a Navi at Tzadik, Stama must mean even a parent, you know. When you say something, even though you feel you're not being heard at all, so he says in the Shoyrish, the Novi said something, because it's Magid Mereshis Achris. It hasn't yet been revealed in this person's life. But the word, remember, Dibur is the last thing, but it's connected to the first thing. The Novi said something, he didn't see anything take place in this world that's called the last thing. He didn't see any change. The guy said, I'm not interested in getting this again. You know what they did to Yirmiyahu Novi? They locked him up, they tried to kill him, and Yirmiyahu didn't have a good life. Jews were doing that. So, in this world, in terms of what did you tu'ayf in the world? What did you change in the world? No, Yirmiyah says, I didn't change anything. The Chorban happened. They hated me. They didn't listen to me. The Baruch Shalom is saying is, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Magid me reishis achris. In that world of the reishis, your words hit home. Dibur, which is Malchus, is connected to Keser. You might not always see the effect, Lamaisa. But in terms of who that person was in his Shoyrish, you were able to bring some sort of a change. To the point that this guy's death was able to bring a kapara, which means on some level when he died, there was on some madrega remorse, regret. He was on some level, he was tibracha. Why? Because the Navi said to him something. And the dibur penetrated. But it didn't penetrate in a conscious way. Because Keser you don't feel. Keser you don't feel. The ones that you love most hear what you have to say last. Anybody that's a teacher knows that it's easier to say something to your students than to your kids. And as a teacher I see this all the time. That you could say something, you could say like you say a maisi, you say something. And when you're sitting in the class, you're talking to an olim, everybody's misoyer, it's a big hispilus, right? And your kids are like, you know, with the toothpick. No, it doesn't make a difference. Because it's a pella, but you have to believe that the one that you love most is certainly being affected by that. But that's the way that Hashem has brought made the world, that the highest is connected to the last, so you don't see it. So therefore, this second guy who the Navi warned, he heard the Navi say. The Navi said to him, "Please, Rav Yankel, it hurts me to see you be machal shabbos. I can't look at it. It hurts me to see that a person like you should be dinning of avodah zarah. It hurts me. I can't look at it." And this guy says, leave me alone. Don't you bother. Don't hack me, right? But when he dies, it's not called a Rosh. A Pella.
The Rabbi is saying, it brings to my mind, you have a Raya from the Korah, because when they came to Korah, Moshe Rabbeinu and so forth, says Moshe fell on his face. So then afterwards, Moshe says, "Oh Korah, Shimon Abnei Levi." I don't know if it's a Raya, but I would like to say to substantiate Rabbi Weinberg said, Korach didn't end up listening, but according to one main shot in the Gemara, his sons did tshuva. So by Yom Moshe, Korach, Shimon Abnei Levi. Even though he was admonished, uh-huh. He did not affect the uh-huh. B'nai Levi.
Somehow, the B'nai Levi would hear. Very good. The B'nai Levi would hear. Yep. Excellent. So that's the first. It comes out that in that need that daka in pnimius shebe pnimius, when the tzaddik says something in the pnimius of a pnimius, even if the person ignores it, it can't be that you walk away the same person. That's how you find some. You know, I met Malta Yid that he told me that he hadn't seen, he hadn't for a Torah from Piazetsna, Like a whole thing, you know. I can't believe the guy doesn't do tshuva just when he says it over. So he said to me, I don't remember anything that anybody ever told me, but this I remember. I don't remember anything before the war. I don't remember anything. I don't remember what my parents told me. I was a little kid. But this I remember. He says that he described to me the whole thing, how the tzaddik was sitting, and it was dark, it was already Moshe Shabbos. This, he says, he remembers. No, that's the first madrega, that's the first love. That's the word. Divrei Yirmiyahu. Divrei Yirmiyahu. The second one, V'achazeh. That's this haftarah. Achazeh haftarah is Shimu, to hear. Hu gam ken nevuas Yirmiyah. There's also Yirmiyahu Navi talking, right? He's saying, listen, he's saying, you didn't listen. Shimu. Hu gam ken nevuas Yirmiyah. This is hinting to the second level after Kesa, which is Chachma. Chachma is also something that I don't intellectually grasp. It's an intuitive thought, but I don't have it yet. It hasn't been worked out in my head. This level of Shmiya, which is Chachma, means... It means, like, even in the vernacular, if someone could say, I hear it. It means you don't quite have it, I hear it. Or if something is from a distance, you can hear it. So he's saying that at this level, the person is leaning over to listen. In other words, on the first divrei Yirmiyahu, they're saying, leave us alone. They're not interested at all. B'chlal, no one's even listening. Yirmiyahu's standing, no one's coming to the shmuz. They're gone. They walk away. Shimu is already the second level of chachma, which it doesn't mean I grasp it, but I'm leaning over to hear what's going on. Hagam shena nichnas oid b'leiv. It doesn't penetrate into the heart. It doesn't get to the heart. Al kolponim yesh l'za'ez a tikva kvar. There's, in this point, there's already some hope that we could feel. Al piseichel. K'me shenema ashvei odom shamea li lishmor mezuzayis pischai, psochai. Sh'al kolponim hu oimed muchan lichnois b'eish she'yituchu lo ha'pesach. What does it mean? The Baruch Shalom says, Ashrei Adam Shemeili. Fortune is the one who is at least listening. In other words, you might not be ready for it now. You might not live that way now. You might not change. It might not affect your life. But it's closer to the possibility of being understood and grasped as something that will change your life. Why? Because here it says, Shemeili Lishma Mezuzais. This guy is standing by the opening. That means that Muchan Lichnais Be'eshi Yiftuchalei Pesach. Right? He's prepared to go in. If you make an opening for the guy, he'll go in. He's listening. He's standing by the door. He has his head against, he's got his ear against the door. He's listening. He's not frum. He's not changing. But he's hearing. And hearing means that there's a tikva al piseichel. Not only like the first one talking about that we don't even understand what happened. Something in the Sharish and the Shama changed. We don't know. He dies. The Rosh is not a Rosh. But something. But here we're talking about in this world already, that level of shimu, of hearing, which is chokhma, means that there's the possibility of change taking place because there's a person who's inclined to listen and perhaps, therefore, that shmiya, even though it hasn't yet penetrated his heart. You can have a person that listens to shir after shir after shir, and he hears. Like I told you that first week we were learning about the coin, when he went to listen, I'm not saying he was about shuva the coin, but he went to hear the Ishbet, so he goes to, finally starts to scream, the Rebbe is burning my heart. So a person that's starting to listen, it's already a good simon.
It's interesting because the connotation of the word Shema, like the Gemara has in Machlokes and Brachos, it's like Rabbi Weinberg is saying one thing could lead to the second. One learns that Shema means the Chol Lashon Shat of Shema.
And you Gimel.
So one is just simply listening.
It means understanding. And it's a machloikis we show them that by Shema, what's the din in kavana mikavin? What does it mean, lekavanis liboy? Is it a regular halacha in what mitzvah sichas kavana means kavanis hamitzvah lot says? Which you could learn pshat like that in Rabben Yoin and some of the other Rishonim. Or do you say like the Rashba says, that it's not just a matter of understanding the word or hearing the word or have kavana to be yaitz of the mitzvah, but it means It means hearing the Inyan, understanding the Inyan, but it means Kabbalah's Malchus, Kabbalah's Malchus. The Rashba holds is Leikuva by Kriyashma, is understanding what you're talking about. Not just the word means listen. It mean, what does it mean? To, or as they say in Nechsidis, by the Chabad, they always say, in learning, they say also, to daher. It doesn't just mean to hear something, to daher. It means to understand good, to havana. So here is the beginning of that level of bina, of the heart's awareness. That's what he says. That the guy's ready to come in. You have Jews like that. You have Jews like that. That the guy is not shomer mitzvahs, but he's on guard. He's standing by the gate. And if someone gets to him, okay. And you know, it doesn't have to do with going to 25 lectures. It doesn't have to do with that. It could be a word. It could be a word. And that's it. It could be a word. He said, I told you this, I don't know if I told it, Elma, just to you, Shai, that the thing I said to you, that the Satmar Rav used to say about the Lubavitcher Rebbe, you know, that it had between them some, even though they went for Shivakul, but there was differences, but the Satmar Rav said, there Mendel, ooh, he has a Klieger. He said once, my cousin told this to me, that he heard it from the, he says, there Mendel's a Klieger. He said on two things. I said, one of them was, so he said, one is that he gets, the Satmar Rav says, that I had by me all these Oisrofs, And they remain Oisrofs. He says, and they're Mendel, he sends them out with lulavs and tefillin. He says, he made fun a little bit, but he sends them to keep them busy. That was one thing. He keeps them busy. He's a clique. He takes his guys, he sends them out and keeps them busy. He says, that was the first thing. And the second thing he said is, you think that he wants, is as a clique, you think that he wants to put tefillin on this guy. In other words, you think that this guy has to put on tefillin and what? That's going to turn his whole life around that he puts on tefillin. Hey, guy's a neichel neves, a treifis, a mechal shah. He says, no, he says, the ikkar is to get the guy to say, I'm a Jew. Because when a Jew says, he might not have heard himself say that in 50 years, to say those simple words, because they ask him, say, are you Jewish? He says, yeah, I'm Jewish. That's it. After that, he says, it's smooth sailing. It could be just to hear himself say, I'm a Jew. He says, you know, it's another portion, you're Jewish. I'm a Jew, but to say the words is Magid Mereshis Achris. It could change the person's whole life, a good word, the right word. You talk a lot of times about it, and you'll hear that it was a certain thing that somebody said. It wasn't the proofs of this. There's something that someone said, and usually an Indian of Chesed, not so much a proof, but something that someone said turned around the whole. Why? But this isn't Stam a Jew. This is a Jew that was standing by with his ear on the door. He was waiting for someone to say the right word. He was waiting for someone to open up. So he says, Vim calls a shnein yonim ha'elo, hem rechaikim oiv mitfisis adam. Still, this is not something which we can understand rationally. So inyan b'chinis Yirmiyahu shehu al tachlis ha'hester. This is all the mid of Yirmiyahu ha'navi. Yirmiyahu is hestaponim. Of course, the whole inyan of Yirmiyahu ha'navi was that it seemed like nothing made a difference. All there was destruction. Hestaponim Hashem. Yirmiyahu ha'navi means Hashem being concealed. That's what Yirmiyahu ha'navi. Therefore, with those first two haftaras that are Yirmiyahu's haftaras, we don't feel at all a Yeshua. We don't feel anything changing. He says, Divrei Yirmiyahu is Bechlal, no one's paying attention. Shimu, so they're sitting by the door, but then Lamaisa, they're doing the same stuff. Now we come to the third Navi, who's the Navi, the second Navi, who's the Navi, Yishai. Yishai is the Navi of what? Of Nechama, of Yeshua, right? Yishai's name means Yeshua. The haftaras chazoin, seeing. Shohu neged b'chinas bina, which corresponds to bina, that quality that means I understand. Bina already means what? Bina liba, which means the heart feels it, makes sense, I understand it. Hayin l'shekvar boli de ri'ya. That's why it says, this is something that I could see, I'm Amish can see it. By his galus, k'mayishnemer v'li biro, like Shlomo Melech says, over and over Shlomo Melech says, my heart has seen much wisdom, right? When you really, really chap, v'li biro'a. My heart sees it. It's mamish in front of my eyes. V'libi ro'a ha'bechachma. U'ke'inyin ro'ya ani es divrei admayin. Therefore, in Chazal, the Lashon is, I see it. It means, metaklarkeit. It's clear. V'um in the vosa shal Yeshaya. Because that's talking about the madreg of Yeshaya. That means when a Jew finally will change his life, he has a Yeshua. Shumaram is al-bechinis has galus a Yeshua, when you could see it mamish with your eyes. That I can understand. God forbid you have someone that you love that's deathly ill. And the doctor is telling you things that, you know, there's a 1% chance you can't even hear it. Then what? Then you heard, then he starts to tell you things are looking up a little bit. You're looking up, you know, you're leaning with the ear a little bit. Maybe, epis, something there can be. But it's only when the person is well, and he's off the critical list, and he has the Yeshua, then you can say, Roya ani divrei ploini. Now I see what the doctor meant. Right, now I can see it. She says, that's already betfisas adam, but I can understand. Now I can be consoled. Now I can come to the lower seven madrigas of chesed. Now I can change my life lamaisa. Because chesed, the word to chesed means changing my life lamaisa. The three highest levels of kesed and chabad, which is part of that whole thing, those levels are all part of my understanding, my awareness. Already, chesed, gevurah, tiferes means doing. Chesed, gevurah, tiferes, those are all midas of carrying things out, lemais. The highest level is a chabad. Keser, that's just in my mind. Those are something I don't even chap, I don't even understand. It's my will, my rotzim, whatever it is. It's only now with the lower spheres that I'm going to change my life. But poil, chesed, gevurah, tiferes, that's a chayd yisayda malchus. So now we can come to the 7 weeks of what? Of nechemta. Now we can be consoled. Shu tachlis galus a Yeshua, where the Yeshua can mamish be revealed. V'isa b'psikta, it says in the psikta al dalad al arba bnei adam shenemer behen loshen yitzira. We find this loshen of yitzira, of creating, of forming by four people. Adam arishin, it says, of course, vayitz Hashem lekim es adam. It says Hashem formed Adam arishin. Vayitz es adam. V'yam avinu, right? Olav shalom. It says what? V'yitzerchi yisrael. Says a navi. That Hashem formed Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu. It was also called the Lashon of Yitzira. Ubi Yeshaya, it says, Yoytzri mi beten. The Navi says, you formed me in my mother's womb. Le'evedla, to serve you. But look what it says by Yirmiya. Ubi Yirmiya, it says, V'terem etzarcha beveten yidatich. My wife has been teaching Yirmiya for many years. I told this to her. She mamish falofetche. This chilek. It says, by Yeshaya, it says, I knew you. The Rosh Hashanah says, "I knew you in your mother's womb. I knew Hashem." But beten le ubishai yoytzi mi beten le evedlo. Hashem in my mother's womb already created me to serve Him. But by Yirmi it says before. It says beterem etzarcha bebeten. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. You hear this? Zeh achilik. What's the chilik? Oh, so he says zeh achilik sheben Yeshaya shnem bar yitzir mi beten. By Yeshaya it means when the Yeshua is already in the world, you see, then the baby is already in the mother's womb. It means that there's something physical, there's something tangible. A woman that she doesn't know she can expect, she doesn't know she could have a baby, she doesn't know. All these girls that get married, they go into the chuppah, they take for granted that everything's going to be fine. Now, but, you know, there are plenty of women that have problems, it doesn't go. So, when does she know? When it's in the stomach. Before that, she doesn't know. She only knows what's in the stomach, right? Or Hashem. Yeah? So Yeshaya Hanavi means the Yeshua that I could already, and you see it, it's here. Shine, it's here. So by Yeshaya it says, what? Yoitzimi beten. It's in the womb. But by Yirmiya, who means, what? Yirmiya we learn means what? Divrei means Dibur and Shmiya, which means that it's connected to the higher level that often you don't even see the pile changing anything. So there it says in the Pasuk, what? By Yirmiya it says, Beterem etzarcha bebeten. Before the womb, I knew you. That means that Hashem is saying, Yirmiya, the Yeshua that you're bringing to Jews is something that they're not going to see. It's before the womb. It's keser, it's in the crown. They won't see it. You do what you have to do. I'm telling you, go tell good words to Jews. Go say it over. Go do what you have to do. But you're not going to see Yeshua. Because where's the effect of your words? Magim Erashis Achris. Before. Terem Etzarcha Bebeten Yedatich. I knew you before the womb. You understand? It's before reality. It's that highest level before that which is understood. Yeah, it's a metaphor. I know you before the womb. From before the womb. Which is impossible. I mean, in terms of our Lashonis in this world, it means not knowing. Before the womb means there's no existence. But by the birth of course, there is existence before. Okay. Before the womb, if you go to a doctor and you say, tell me something about my baby before the woman's even expecting, he says, it's Meshiga. How do I know what your baby is? You don't have one. There's no system. But that's Beterem Etzarcha. We have now a little bit of it. We could hear this a little bit, right? Beterem Etzarcha Bebeth. So therefore, Yirmiya Hanavi, who is communicating with that part of us that doesn't want to change Lamaisa, but hears it in a part before we change. in the highest part of who we are. So by him it says, Beterem et Sarachem Bet. I know you before you were formed in the womb.
So it always bothered me. So turns out
Fantastic. That's fantastic.
She was 40 days after this conception.
Yeah, but he's saying... Okay, so you could say B'terem et Sarachem might be, halachically, if you want to say, it could be before the 40 days. Okay, but pashtus, it means even before Bechlal, before the whole thing. Right. Okay, you can learn either way, but that's an excellent Torah. So he says, Zehu achilik sheben Yishai yishnema v'yitzir mibetan. Hainu al-dvar yeshus v'zgalus. It's something which is. It's been mizgal. It's here. Yishai Navi is the one that brings us the Yeshua. Nachmu, nachmu, ami. It's here. Aval b'yirmi yinema b'terem et sarachem. Hainu b'pinas ayin. Nothing. L'mal min ha-saga, above that which we can understand. We don't realize. We don't see. In Yirmi is screaming and yelling at us, we don't see any Yeshua, we see only Eicha, we see Churban, we see nothing but Hest upon him. We said the Baruch Hu doesn't love us, doesn't care about us, he's far from us, he's removed from us. We don't see anything. The heart sees. I mean, on some level, our deepest consciousness sees. But we don't see Lamaisa. But Yeshaya Hanavi was Lamaisa. Nachmu, Nachmu, Am. Let me just end, I'll tell you something that... It says in the Medrash that there are 10 Lashonis of Nevuah. Different Lashonis of Nevuah. Introducing Nevuah. And over there, in the Medrash it says that the most difficult, or the strongest, the toughest Lashon of Nevuah is Chazon. And it brings a Pasuk, Chazos Kosher. It's the harshest. The harshest Nevuah is introduced with the word Chazon, Kosher Mikulam. So in the Eish Kodesh, in the Piyazetzna, one of the most moving Torahs there that the Piyazetzna had, that he said over during the time that the Warsaw Ghetto was being destroyed, and he was talking to the Yidden in the bunkers there. So there the Piyazetzna says that, he explains this Medrash, and he says that there are many, many Nevuahs, he said, growing up. We heard all the Nevuahs of the Churban from Yirmiyahu HaNavi. We heard all these Nevuahs talking about the Churban, and describing the Churban. We heard all of these Nevuahs. And he said, and we thought all the time that we have some hasaga of what it means. Just you and I, we think, having read about the Holocaust, and having seen footage and films, and having gone to Holocaust museums, we think we have after something we understand, right? So he says, but when a person, the Piyazetzna says, when a person actually goes through the torture himself, when he goes through the suffering, he soivel it himself. Then and only then does he begin to realize the unbelievable difference, the distance that there is between hearing about tzaros and going through the tzaros and seeing them with your own eyes. Hearing about other people who have tzaros, and God forbid, seeing your own tzaros. He said, the merch, he says, is mamish mizrach tamarv. He says, you can have a father, because I said, you have a father that knows that his son needs an operation. And he makes all the arrangements. He talks to the doctor, and he's working it out, and he's mechazik the kid, and he's a real, the father's good. And he goes into the operation, the doctor takes out the knife, and the father goes like this. Right? And she turns away. He can't see it. Why? So he says, that's what it means. Chazoin means, chazoin, kosher, hugodli, means that when you see something with your own eyes, it's not the same as what you heard. In other words, in suffering, seeing something is infinitely more painful, seeing it, experiencing it in yourself, Chalila, than hearing about the Churban, seeing it with your own eyes. Therefore, that's what the Piyazetzna said, and he said about himself, now I see, you know. He says, all these years I thought I understood what the Churban meant, and I read all these Midrashim, and I heard all these Psukim and Tanakh. He says, He says, now I can tell you. Yeah. He says, now I'm living through this. He says, and he says, now I understand why seeing is the most harsh nevuah. To see, in other words, to be shown a vision, to see it with your eyes, is the most painful. So if that's when it comes to Peronius, then how much more so Mida Toiva Maruba, right? When it comes to something which is good. That even though you'll hear about good things, and even though the Baruch Shalom is telling us, and we hear about all the Nechamas of Yeshaya Hanavi, right? The B'ditcheva says that a Jew is able to see third base of Mikdash on Shabbos Chazayin. We don't understand what that means. He saw it, otherwise he wouldn't have said it. But he saw it. They say a Maisa that the Radishitzer, the Psucha Ber, the Tzaddik from Radishitz, that it was Shalashidus, and he said to his nephew, come with me to the next room. And he took his nephew into the next room, and all the Chassidim were very jealous, right? And they all ran against the wall and they put their heads against the wall to listen. And they heard laughing, and they heard like Rikud and his singing. And everybody was very happy. They didn't know what it was, but they were happy. And then ask him later, they heard the Rebbe and his nephew were crying. So they came back in, and their eyes were all red. And after Shabbos, no one asked the Rebbe, after Shabbos they ran over to the nephew, and they jumped on the guy. And they said, what happened? So he said that my uncle, the Rebbe, took me into the next room, and he brought me over to the window. And he pulled over the curtain, and he says, Yidden, I'm telling you, he said to the Chassidim, I was able to see what Yerushalayim is going to look like when Mashiach will be here. I was able, mamish, to see it. You know, the Zakenim and the Zakenis. I was able to see it. And that's when you heard us singing. That's when you heard us laughing. So then why were you crying? He says, because then my uncle covered my eyes with his hand, and he took his hand off my eyes, and he showed me how much suffering and how much blood and how much misery is going to have to be until that day. Imagine. I saw it with my own eyes. He saw it with his own eyes. You know, there's a place in Poland that's called Uspitzin. In Polish it's called, in America we call it Auschwitz, right? Uspitzin. You know that the Rebbe Zushia and the Rebbe Melech used to go around in Golis. They used to fear Golis. It's famous. The Gros used to go Golis, you know. So the two holy brothers, these two tzaddikim, the Rebbe Zushia and the Rebbe Melech, they made a thing that from the time of the Golis, they're not going to sleep in the same place twice. The Goyin also has such a mice. They're not going to sleep in the same town twice. So I saw in the Sefer, in Hakdom of the Sefer, that the Sefer itself was from 50, 60 years before the Holocaust. so it couldn't be a hoax. It says that the Rebbe of Zushin and the Rebbe Melech once came to a place, and they went down. They used to go with the schleppers. They used to sleep in the shul. And they went down there and they lied down. All of a sudden, the Rebbe Zushia sat up and he started to scream and yell. And he grabbed the Rebbe Melech and he said, "We're leaving." And the name of that place was Uspitzin. And the Rebbe Zushia said that he saw in this place. He says, "We can't sleep in this place," but he saw. He didn't say. It says that he didn't say. La gila loy. He didn't reveal. But he says, "What I saw, I can't tell to him. I can't tell to anybody what I saw." This is by the Rebbe Zushia. We're talking about 1809. When he had a vision of what's going to be at the end. Al haskama v'kama, when a Jew will be allowed to have a vision, and we should see with our eyes. To be able to see with our eyes. We have no idea what it means, the Yeshua. And the Haraya, what did Shabbos Nachmu become in America? What does it mean, Shabbos Nachmu? It means nach a pizza, nach a show, nach an ice cream. Right? What's Shabbos Nachmu? Nachemu. What does it mean, Nachemu? Nachemu is when a person, when we'll see it with our own eyes, we can't imagine what the Nacham is going to be. We can't even imagine.